Listener Production.
Good morning, David Dolan here with your local briefing. A potential breakthrough today in one of the Hunter's longest running cold cases. 29 years after teenager Gordana Katevsky vanished at Charlestown, two suspects have now been linked to her abduction. Her sister Caroline telling Seven a witness has come forward with the names of two men who could be involved.
Somebody sent me messages relating to information that they had from the actual time when it occurred. That has now been brought to the attention of our detectives that are working on the case, and hopefully it's shed some new light to the case.
A $1 million reward is still on offer to help solve the mystery. People who display or trade the Nazi symbol will face up to 12 months in jail under proposed federal laws. The Attorney General will introduce a bill next week. However, he stopped short of moving to ban the Nazi salute. The Hunter's Peak Business Group says there are definitely mixed feelings about the rise of artificial intelligence. We've been hearing a lot lately about new AI platforms like ChatGPT, including some of the risks, and that's prompted a summit to be held later this month in Newcastle called AI, Friend or Foe.
We've got speakers from as diverse as the CSIRO. We've got Australian government putting out people to talk about where they're coming from, and also businesses that are out there doing it already to sort of describe the sort of differences that it can make. And so we can understand whether we should be all hiding under our bed or getting out there and welcoming the new dawn.
Business Hunter CEO Bob Hall's there, and some of the Hunter's finest are being honoured tonight for their efforts during the horror Black Summer bushfires. 57 firefighters, both permanent and on-call fire and rescue members, will receive medals at a ceremony in Cessnock, recognising their service during the disaster. Checking Fuel Watch, prices have shot up. Newcastle's average cost of E10 now $1.93 a litre. You can still get it, though, for $1.63 at the Islington Metro. Updating sport in the footy tonight, we've got the Titans hosting the Tigers. Newcastle are up at Suncorp on Saturday against the in-form Broncos. Forward Lachie Fitzgibbon says there are some cracking matchups.
Kalen and obviously Reece Walsh, Kalen's eager to show everyone, what he's got. And Tyson Gamble against his old club, obviously the Saf boys and Leah up against, their pack, Payne Haas and Paddy Carrigan.